Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The 463rd edition of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Bet Rivers. Claim your risk-free bet of up to $500 over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BetRivers. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BetRivers. We're also brought to you by Game Time. Game Time tickets make the perfect holiday gift. Download the Game Time app and use promo code CFBX for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi-de-ho, DeGenerinos, and welcome to the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, episode 463. It's going out to one of our friends in the Discord, Turnip. He's had a lot of episodes dedicated to him, but this one has to go out to him because he is the man in love with Octagon, with a K, Octagon MMA. And that is what we're covering today because it's Monday, and that means regional MMA action on the podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jeff Chalks Fox. I'm the one who'll be setting up the brains behind our regional picks, the man who kills it with his regional picks. I'll let him tell you how much he kills it on his picks. Want to introduce him. I never mentioned off top, we do have YouTube now. If you don't know, subscribe to our YouTube. At the very least, subscribe to MMA Gambling Podcast on YouTube, even if you don't watch us. At the very least, subscribe, it'll be much appreciated. All right, let's bring in the brains behind our regional picks, the one and only, he's a Gumby god again after his UFC performance this past weekend, is Gumby Vreeland. Hello.
I had a good regional performance too. The only problem is Lux didn't wind up coming out with fight lines for us, which is kind of a bummer. One of their fights got canceled, but I did go 3-1 on my picks, including one guy who I thought was going to be an underdog, although we'll never know. So that was a nice little feather in my cap that I got him right. But weird that our usual like offshore book stuff never showed with Lux Fight League odds because they usually show up. But the good news is already odds available in some places for Octagon, which is pretty exciting. They get out there early.
Yep. It is. Yeah. It's because of Turnip. They want Turnip's money.
Yeah. They're trying to get the Turnips of the world.
Turnip loves himself some Octagon. Yeah. Exactly. They are trying to get the Turnips of the world. As I'm updating the odds here. So one of the regional events is not happening yet. We'll get you behind the curtain. Fury FC is still happening after we record this episode here for your ear holes. Tell us about Octagon. I don't think we've covered Octagon before, have we?
I don't know if we've covered Octagon before, but we've talked about it. It's like one of the best promotions in Europe going right now. Like, I know everybody talks about Cage Warriors being the best thing in Europe or KSW, and this kind of sits like right at a happy medium between the two. Like, KSW is paying their fighters enough that they're like not tempted to leave KSW. They feel like they're superstars. Yep. They fill big arenas. Cage Warriors is mostly like resigned itself to being like, okay, we're going to feed people to the UFC. This is the prospect builder organization of Europe. Octagon feels like it's kind of in between. It's kind of dudes who are like maybe a little bit too old to get signed by the UFC, but aren't like, you know, like they don't have like those like, you know, 40-12 records that you sometimes see in KSW, where like, man, that dude just fights every weekend. Although, I mean, we're talking about Ivan Butchinger
this episode.
Yeah, he's got that record, right? And so do two of the guys in the first fight we'll talk about. So It's kind of like a sweet spot in between that, like, you'll see people graduate from Octagon and go on to the UFC or go on to KSW or go on to other big promotions. But they're also, like, you know, like, kind of putting on pretty damn good shows on their own right. So it's a fun promotion to watch and a pretty easy one to watch too.
Yeah, and it's usually, its home base is the Czech Republic, correct?
Yeah, I believe that's technically their home base, although they do fights all over that kind of area, like Slovakia and Germany and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's going taking place in Ostrava, Czech Republic. How is it in Ostrava, Dan?
I've never been in the Czech Republic. I would like to go, but I've never been.
All right, Octagon, have our man Gambi in for one of your events. Fly him in. This is Octagon, fifth year talk about. Kieta versus Samsonidze. Is that right?
Samsonidze? Yeah, Samsonidze. Yeah.
Sure. I didn't hear what you said, but we'll just assume you said yes. I was good at that. This happened Saturday, 7 a.m. Eastern. For the Jongs of the world, 4 a.m. Eastern. Even better. On DAZN, the main card and the prelims. Octagon MMA. The Ostrava Arena in Ostrava, Czech Republic, in a cage, 11 belts. We're taking the top five, and we're going to give you picks for them. If you want more than that, give them Discord. Turnip probably has picks for every fight on the card. I'm sure by that point, Gumby will as well. All right, we're going to start off with a light heavyweight bout between Rafael Xavier versus Dan Vinny. So Xavier is from Germany. He's fighting Vinny, who's from the United Kingdom. All right, I'm going to tell you about... have you seen lines for this already? You have, right?
Yeah, I've seen them all.
We'll tell you about the underdog, Vinny, first. 24-17-2, so he has been around. 10 knockouts, 13 submissions. He's been knocked out 8 times, submitted 6 times. He owes us some rounds, I think, this guy. 1-0 in Octagon. He's won 2 straight. Before that, he lost 2 straight. Both of his past 2 wins have come via finish. He's not lost since November 2019. Multi-region championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. Used to fight at heavyweight, middleweight, and welterweight. 0-1 in Bellator. 2008 was his pro MMA debut. He's also is 1-0 in bare knuckle. FC, inch taller than Xavier, plus 300. Kratos is Xavier. Is it Xavier, Xavier, Xavier?
Xavier, I'm pretty sure.
Always when I ask you to pronounce a name, it does not come through and I don't hear what you say.
It's Xavier.
All right, fine. Yelling will help too. Yelling will make the internet better. Kratos, we'll call him. He's 12-7, 7 knockouts, 3 submissions. He's been knocked out once. 5-1 in Octagon. So he's also 5-1 over his last 6. Not surprised there. Won his last fight via TKO. He's fight at middleweight. 4 years younger than Vinny. He's at minus 450.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Xavier here. The thing about... you know, I don't love Xavier in a lot of ways, and this is maybe one you just pass on this number because it's maybe a little bit wider than it ought to be. He throws so big all the time. Like, he's just one of those guys who, like, is trying to uncork, like, a home run every single time he throws. And then, like, even when those aren't landing, it's still, like, high effort all the time. Like, he's throwing spinning back kicks, and he's throwing, you know, jump knees and everything else. And, like, he's really powerful and has the ability to knock people out and is really strong, but, like, he gets tired quickly. Like, in his last fight, he was exhausted in the second round. Obviously that worries me. And why I say, you know, like, maybe just stay off a line that's this wide, but Vinny is not the type of guy who is going to beat him. This is a guy who, like, pulls guard, all the time and is, like, looking for heel hooks off of his back.
He should jump a ghillie.
I don't think he ever is aggressive enough to jump Gilly, to be honest with you.
Even
I think
worse.
He's more like a guy who does an Imanari roll into a leg lock instead. And it's just going to, like, I mean, that's a recipe for Xavier just to, like, tee off on your head, like, a couple of times on the ground. And that should be all that it takes. With that being said, like, if Xavier doesn't land something big on Vinny in the, like, first couple of minutes, or, you know, like, by the end of the first round and winds up in some, like, weird exchanges, or, you know, like, a ref doesn't stop a fight for some reason, I could see Vinny coming out and catching him in the second round or the third round. I don't think it's a high enough probability that I'm tempted by this number, but it's enough to scare me off of Xavier and, like, parlays and stuff. So official pick, I'll take Xavier, but, you know, I don't feel great about him here.
Gumby's a coward. He doesn't feel great about his minus 450 pick. A coward pick, and then you back it up with price. Coward.
At that price. I don't like it. Yeah, for sure.
All right. One thing we can agree on, and we both do like, is Bet Rivers. Bet Rivers, we are brought to you by them today. Bet Rivers is available in over 14 states, plus where I reside, Ontario, Canada. Bet Rivers has some of the best live betting markets in the space. The betting menu is second to none, including a ton of props. Depositing and withdrawing is super easy on Bet Rivers. Gumby, do you have a play for us today on this Monday?
Let me think for a quick second. So we talked about basketball last time. So let's talk about football this time. I think that I saw the Chiefs. That's Sunday night football. Monday night football is the Jaguars and the Bengals. The Jaguars should cover the 9.5 they have listed. The Bengals don't have a quarterback anymore. And that should be enough for the Jaguars to just blow them out.
There you go. Sign up using our link to get a risk-free bet up to $500. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/betrivers. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BETRIVERS. Problem gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. Let's move on up the card to a middleweight fight. Matisse Panaz.
Panaz.
Or is it penis, Dan?
It's Panaz. Not penis. You should know this. We've talked about him before.
Oh, yeah, we have. That's right. I probably called him penis at that time, too. Matisse Panaz from the Czech Republic versus Ole Magnor from, where is he from, Gummy? He is from Norway. All right. I'm going to tell you about Magnor. It's probably Manor, right? Or is it manure? Is it penis versus manure, Dan?
I think it's Magnor. I think you had that one right.
Oh, that's no fun. All right. Magnor, it is then. 8-7. His record's no fun either. 2 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's been finishing all of his losses. 4 knockouts and 3 submissions. So he's been knocked out 4 times, submitted 3 times. He owes us rounds for sure. 2-1 in Octagon, 5-1 over his last 6, including winning his last via submission. Used to fight at welterweight. He's at +700. Panaz Money is the nickname. 7-1 with 6 knockouts. That is quite a money record. He's been submitted 1 time. He owes his rounds as 2. So this one's going the distance. 7-0 in Octagon. Won his last fight via TKO. 5-2 in kickboxing, 2-0 in Muay Thai, and a champion there. 8 years younger than Magnor, 2 inches taller. -2,000 is the current line on this fight.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
you're not getting much money on money.
There's not really much to say there. So Panaz is a guy who I think made a crucial mistake on Contender Series. Otherwise, he'd already be in the UFC. He fought.
Oh, yeah. 0-1 in Contender Series. Sorry.
He fought Cedricus Dumas and got guillotined like 30 seconds in. The guy has one of the most ridiculous reaches I've ever seen in MMA. You know, you mentioned he has a 2-inch height advantage. I think he's going to have a 10-inch reach advantage in this fight, despite having a 2-inch height advantage. I think when I looked, it said he was 6'4 with a 6'11 reach, which is like one of the most bizarre looking things you've ever seen. He looks like a praying mantis. And for some reason he clinched Cedricus Dumas and wound up in a guillotine and choked out. So this is one of those instances where like Panaz has got big knockout power. It's like boxing a guy who has broomsticks at the end of his arms. Like he just can't get near him. He's fighting, you know, Magnor is a guy who like is pretty much just a jiu-jitsu specialist. I'm pretty sure he's filling in for somebody who they originally had fighting Panaz, but also they like might just be setting up Panaz with like a nice fight being that he's been away for a year. I'll also say this about Magnor, because I did just call him one dimensional and that's maybe not fair because he does have good counters, but like how you gonna counter a guy who's got a 6'11 reach? Like you're just not gonna counter that guy. And I've watched Panaz knock guys out with jabs. So like, expect Panaz to win by early knockout. Don't get tempted by like the most ridiculous looking line you've ever seen on a regional card. This looks like a Bellator line. I'm still taking Panaz here.
Okay, there you go. Moving right along, we're zipping through the Octagon picks here. We're going to featherweights now. 3 5-minute rounds. It's nothing but title fights here on out. So we got Vladimir Langal from, is he from the Czech Republic as well? Versus Samuel Bark, which is a great name. Yes, Lingal, Czech Republic. Samuel Bark is from, I'm going to say Norway. Nope, Sweden. See, I'm getting all my flags mixed up today. Need the kid here. He knows all the flags. All right, we're going to tell you about Lingal. For it's Vlado is the nickname. As I cough out the nickname here. He's 6-2 with 6 knockouts. He's been submitted 1 time, owes his rounds. 3-2 in Octagon. He He's won 6 straight fights, has not lost since September of 2021. He's fought at lightweight, 9-0 in boxing and a champion in that realm, 1-1 in kickboxing, 1-1 in Muay Thai, plus 120. Bark, Simon Decker is the nickname. What a great nickname, eh?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
he has an alias, apparently. So he's 8-2 with 5 knockouts. He's been knocked out once. 0-1 in Octagon. He's won 5 of his last 6. He did lose his last fight via TKO, though, in his Octagon debut. Minus 163. So much closer lines here. The closest ones we've hit so far.
Yeah, and I'm going to take a dog here. I like Glenn Gault. So part of the thing I don't like about him, if you were like talking about him fighting somebody else, is that he kind of leans in when he strikes. He throws overhands. That's clearly his favorite punch. You know, like he doesn't throw a lot of things straight. It's like up over the top on just about everything. And so he like leans way down when he goes to do that. Not really great if you were fighting somebody who could counter you. But like if you watch Samuel Bark's fight with I watched him fight Orlando Prinz back when that fight happened. That was probably a year ago at this point. And he just like he sprinted at Prinz with like his arms out, not even protecting his face, just his arms out to like hug him and to try to get a clinch.
Aww, that buddies.
Fast. Yeah. So like Bark is not hiding what he wants to do because that's what he did against Prinz, who is just like Prinz is largely a grappler. Like Prinz comes from a grappling background and still in that fight, Bark just wanted to clinch him. So up against a guy in Lengal who can like, first of all, those overhands I mentioned, really powerful. He hits hard. He's incredibly strong. And in addition to that, I've seen him wobble a guy. And when that guy came to clinch and try to take him down, he like judo hip tossed him. So like, I don't know if he comes from a judo background or if he's just like kind of got a few of those weapons in the tank, but it's enough for me to say like, okay, well, it seems like he's got something there that could at least stop Bark. And Bark doesn't really have, yeah, I'm not really impressed with his takedowns. I do like his jiu-jitsu once it gets there, but I don't think he can get Lengal down often enough for this fight to go his way. And I think the discrepancy in the striking skill is way larger than the discrepancy in grappling skills. I think Lengal is just that much better when it comes to throwing hands, and I think he's going to catch one here.
Should Bark not be the dog, Gumby?
So first of all, Bark is the favorite, and I was picking.
Should not be the dog though.
I see what you did.
It took
there.
You so long. I even did a big cheesy smile for you, and nothing. Gumby is brain dead. Bark should be the dog, Gumby.
Hey, that's boy, wonderful. Boy. What a play.
Time for a new co-host.
You gotta have one. You're gonna have to find one that gets picks right though, because you didn't get very many on Saturday.
It's true. it can't be my kid who co-hosts my other show, because he stonewalls all my stupid jokes as well. So maybe I'm the problem, Gumby. All right, let's tell you about. Should I tell you about one more fight? Let's tell you about one more fight, and then we'll get to the main event. This one is for this co-main event is for the vacant lightweight championship. I usually ask you why belts are vacant. Both this and the main event are vacant. Do you know why?
I do. In this one, this is weird. This belt used to belong to the guy fighting for the vacant belt in the main event. Lucen Kita had the lightweight belt. He broke his foot, but he broke his foot in a featherweight fight. He broke his foot in some sort of fight and then decided to relinquish his lightweight belt to just mostly focus on featherweight. So now it is between a couple of other lightweights instead.
Okay. There you go. Everyone get that? Good. This one for the vacant lightweight championship, 5 5-minute rounds. Ronald Paradiser?
I think it's Paradiser.
Paradiser, he's from the Slovak Republic, not the Czech Republic, versus Ivan Bushiner. He is from Slovak Republic too. We got some Slovak on Slovak action here. How his nickname is not the Butcher, I do not know, but it's not. Bushiner's nickname is Buki. He's 41-8, 10 knockouts, 24 submissions. This man has been around and very extremely successful. 8 losses and 49 pro wins. He's been knocked out 5 times, so that is the issue with him. If he is going to lose, 4-1 in Octagon. He's won 2 straight in 4 of his last 5. Both of his last 2 wins have come via TKO. He used to be the featherweight champion, as Gumby said, in this here promotion. This guy's got a busy mantle. He has multiple regional championships on his mantle.
Oh, you stole.
Oh, I said it. Oops. He's got multiple regional championships on his.
No, I'm not finishing it now. You have to finish it.
correct. It's going to be my whole, I'll have to do the whole thing myself now. Correct. Get the shirt, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. He also is a Cage Warriors champion. I was getting ahead of myself here. He's got lots of things on his mantle, as I said. 2008 was his pro MMA debut, -110. We got ourselves a pick'em fight here.
Do you know who Butcher lost his Cage Warriors title to?
Oh, I might have seen it and I forgot.
Conor McGregor.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that. Yeah. He's been around a long time. Buki. He's fighting Ronnie. All these guys, their nicknames are just shortened last names or first names. Ronnie Paradiser is 17-8, 10 knockouts, 3 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted 5 times, 11-4 in octagon. He's won 4 straight fights and 6 of 7. He's won 3 straight via TKO or KO. He's fight at welterweight, 11 years younger than Buki, 5 inches taller, -120. All right, break down this. Pick 'em fight.
So first of all, this is a rematch, which I feel like is important to note.
This is a rematch, everybody.
Yeah, these two threw down about 3 years ago, and Butchinger won in like 2.5 minutes. He picked up a rear naked choke victory, and like that's kind of what he has to do in order to win, because he's not a better striker. He's a much worse striker. He's a much better grappler here, and. You know, he kind of just caught Paradiser off balance and got him to the mat. And then once he got him to the mat, it was, you know, kind of one-sided action. I'm going to go with the guy who lost the first one in Paradiser. And the real reason why I'm going to go with him is that, first of all, he just has, like, very quick hands. He's got a nice long jab. He's got nice range. He lands a good 1-2 that, like, makes up distance, and then he gets back out of there. And then the other reason why is that, like, this fight happened 3 years ago, which typically is like, you know, that's not all that relevant, right? Is you're like, oh, 3 years, how much could it really change in 3 years? Paradiser was 23 at the time. So when you consider what a prospect looks at like at 23 instead of 26, I think he's progressed a lot. I think you see better takedown defense out of him now. I think you see crisper striking out of him now, which we didn't get to see a lot of in the first one anyway. And then when you look at Butchinger, how is he changed in that time? I think he was 34 the first time they fought, and now he's 37. Like, he's gotten a touch slower. It's a little bit harder for him to finish his takedowns now. He's, you know, like, the difference between a 23-year-old and the 26-year-old, positive regression, 34 to 37, especially at weight classes like lightweight and below, not really usually positive regression. And I think the fight was closer than it looked like on paper the first time anyway. So I'm going to say Paradiser just is able to get the hands going this time. I think Butchinger struggles a little bit more getting the takedowns. And I think the youngster pulls it off here at pretty much a pickup.
You know who doesn't struggle? Underdog Fantasy doesn't struggle, right? No.
They don't ever.
Underdog Fantasy. There is the read, and there it is on their screen for our YouTube viewers. Underdog Fantasy has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, and college football, and MMA. They always forget about us poor MMA fans. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite player's fantasy stats and cash in. Do you have something for Monday or Tuesday or anything going forward, Gubby?
Yeah, you can. I mentioned before, I like the Jaguars on Monday Night Football. Might as well take Trevor Lawrence is higher than on his passing yards too. He's going to get going on the air. They'll probably get most of their points there.
All right. Watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. And when you sign up with the promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code SGPN. And our friends are back. Game Time, they're back. That's the place to go with all your winnings to buy yourself tickets, last minute tickets, because Game Time is the place for last minute ticket deals. I've scrolled through there and they have tickets for everything last minute, and you can forget planning months in advance. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. Get exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. The Game Time guarantee means you always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Game Time tickets make the perfect holiday gift. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gumby's picks are guaranteed here as well. So come to him if you lose. And he
money back guarantee.
Yes, money back guarantee.
Every dollar you paid me, I'll give it right back to you.
Yes. So come at him on Twitter and ask for your money back. All right. Main event for the vacant featherweight championship. You just said the name. How do you say it? Lucini Kita. Is that right?
You don't say the E. It's just Lucin.
Lucin Kita he's from Belgium, and he's fighting a German, Nico Samsonidze. And this is five-minute rounds for the featherweight championship of the world. So Nidze, no one love is nickname. I was going to say no love, but that nickname is taken by someone else. He is 10-2, three knockouts, six submissions. He's been knocked out once, 2-0 knocked on. So he's won two straight in eight of his last nine, won his last fight via submission. He's not lost since May of 2021. He used to fight at welterweight, 2012 pro MMA debut, plus 300. Kita, Black Panther, 11-1 with seven knockouts. He's been knocked out once, 5-1 in octagon. Lost his last fight, but that was via injury. He broke something, I think, or hurt something.
He broke his foot. That's what made him relinquish the lightweight title. Yeah.
Right. Used to be the interim champion, and he used to be I think he was just the interim champion at featherweight, right?
I believe that's correct, but I'm not 100% sure. Yeah.
I think so. I do have interim mark down here. Was regional champion as well. Used to fight at welterweight. 0-0-1 as a pro grappler. 1-0-1 as a pro Muay Thai fighter. 3 years younger than Samsonidze. Minus 450.
I think, come to think of it, I think he failed to unify it.
Okay.
He fought Mate. Man, now I'm forgetting Mate's last name. It's also Georgian sounding, like Samsonidze, but it's not Samsonidze. But anyway, I think he tried to unify it, and it didn't work. And then Mate left the... Oh, no. Mate went down to bantamweight. Mate Sanakidze went down to bantamweight. So, I think Kita, negative 450 favorite. We talked about a negative 450 favorite in Xavier off the top that I said, like, leave out of parlays. You can include Kita. He's going to win this fight. He's also a guy who throws big bombs. He's got huge hands, but he's also got the cardio to match it. So, like, I don't worry about him like Rafael Xavier running out of gas. I don't worry about that with Kita. He can fight five rounds if he needs to. He's also got really good takedown defense. And with Samsonidze, he just the worry you have to have about him constantly is that he fights too upright. Like, he's constantly, like, chin way up in the air. And if you watch his last fight, which he won, by the way, if you watch his last fight, he was on wobbly legs 3 seconds into the fight. He had an overhand right pretty much the minute they got to the center of the cage on a counter. And he was, like, on, like, newborn baby deer legs for, like, 30 seconds before he eventually got the fight to where he wanted to and wound up winning it. So, against a guy like Kita, I don't think he's going to be able to eat one of those and survive. I think he's just going to go to sleep. And so, Kita's got the gas tank. Kita's got the power. Kita's got the ability to strike. And I think he's got the takedown defense. So he's a good parlay piece at negative 450 that you don't even have to worry about making your other bets a little bit sharper.
Throw him in a parlay. There you go. That's your octagon. Hopefully it makes all the turnips of the world happy. I'll recap Kita. I would tell you who he's taking in the co-main event, but I forgot to mark it down. You're taking who?
Paradeezer.
Right. Paradeezer. Fun name. We got Kita. We got Paradeezer. We got Lengal as a dog. We've got Panage as not a dog, definitely. And then we have Xavier, right?
That's right.
All right. Fantastic. All right. That is your regional MMA roundup. So this is Saturday with 7 a.m. Some of the sickos will be watching this for sure and chatting about it in our Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. People are in there regardless of what hour these fights start at. So get in there. People are in there at all times talking MMA. Twitter, SGPN MMA. Gumby runs that for us very well. He's at Gumby Vreeland. I'm a Jeff Fox writer. I'm also that on Instagram. MoneyMMA.substack.com is the place to be for my writing and pick'em contest. And Gumby's got the Top Turtle MMA podcast minus me. So fantastic right there. You don't have to listen to me. That drops usually midweek. Who's the guest you have in the tank already this week? Not the tank, but
I know for a fact Jamie Mularkey will be on this there week. There'll be a second one on there too, but definitely at least Jamie Mularkey.
A surprise guest, perhaps. And what else? Money, no, I already told you about that. SportsGamblingPodcast.com and the Patreon, SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Patreon. Help us crush corporate gambling. Lucky I don't have to talk anymore because I've lost my train of concentration and my brain is jelly, apparently. So Gumby's going to take us out of here.
All right, I'm Dana Gumby Vreeland. He's Jeff One Love Fox. And we will see you on Wednesday.